got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We are trying to find the person with the most bedrooms in Geelong and the Surf Coast. I was on the Reddit today, the Geelong thread. There's a house for sale currently in Grovedale. 9 bedrooms. I was just showing you the real estate link as well.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Because we're wondering like how that would be set up. Like, is that a family home?
It looks
like
shared living.
Accommodation?
It looks like shared. Yeah. So maybe for students. Grovedale's
maybe,
near Deakin. A to B. You keep suggesting it's another thing. I disagree. My innocent mind, Jess, never once considered it would be those dirty, dirty things
okay.
you're suggesting.
I would never suggest that.
Brandon is in Belmont. He's given us a call on 52-232-955. Brandon, how many bedrooms does your house have?
I got 7 in my household.
Damn, Brandon. That's a lot of bedrooms.
Tell us the layout, Brandon. Yeah. Like, is this your brothers and sisters or?
Yeah, it's a family household.
Oh, lovely. So it's like everyone's still within in the house.
Yeah, that's right. I got 4 upstairs and 3 downstairs.
Brandon, I had an older brother and a younger sister, and I wanted to kill them almost every day we lived together.
Right.
How do you go living?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have, Brandon?
I got, there's my mum, and then there's my girlfriend as well.
Yep.
And then my brother and sister, and then we got another family friend with us.
Oh, nice, Brandon. Fantastic. Nice. 7 bedrooms. Jess, I made a claim that I said we could get 7 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued to why we've had Tanya second in line on the phone call. Jess from Warm Ponds. Tanya, how many bedrooms do you have in your house?
We have 8.
Just pipped him in the post, Tanya.
Tanya, tell us about it.
But thank God I don't have 8 en-suites because that would drive me insane. I would move out.
Right?
Imagine cleaning that many bathrooms.
Oh, no, thank you.
Tanya, how many bathrooms do you have for 8 bedrooms?
We've got 3 bathrooms and 2 laundries.
Right. Can
two
you tell
laundries?
Us? Hopefully it's not improper to ask. Like, tell us about the amount of members in the household and your family.
Well, a couple of the older kids have moved out now, so it's a little bit extravagant because there's really only myself and 2 15-year-olds in the main part of the house, and then my 25-year-old son in the east wing.
I guess everyone can have their own multimedia room, you know. You can get some squash in there. Who knows? It's about how creative you can be with the space, right, Tanya?
Yeah, something like that.
Is there something out in the water in Warm Ponds that people just need more bedrooms?
Must be.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52-232-955. If you've got a name that you think is hard to spell, maybe it's never been spelt correctly in your whole life, we want to give you that thrill of hearing it spelt correctly.
Because if your name is like, I don't know, Tom Black, that's easy days for you.
Unless there's a secret H in there.
Yeah.
Which,
where would you put it? T-H-O-M?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
B-L-H-A-C-K.
Okay. Well, so you just never know. And we're trying to get to 80 names spelt correctly for this year. Mm-hmm. We're currently around the halfway mark from what I believe.
12.
12-ish, whatever. Soraya has called through from Armstrong Creek. Soraya, what name do you want us to spell?
Try Soraya.
Soraya. Okay.
I think it's S. Is it Soraya or Soraya?
We pronounce it Soraya.
Soraya.
S-U-R-A-Y-A.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even write that one down.
I've never seen Soraya spelt with a U before.
It's the Indian spelling.
Oh, very,
nice.
Very lovely. Thank you very much,
Did that
Soraya.
Give you a bit of a thrill, Soraya?
It does. No one pronounces less, let alone spells it right.
Oh, huge. So 2-for-1 special there for you, Soraya. Thank you very much for playing. We also have Amy in Belmont. You want us to spell your son's name. What's your son's name?
Yeah. Casey.
And it drives you insane when people get his name wrong, right, Amy?
Yes, people are. It drives me nuts.
Because there's the obvious K and C conversation. Like Casey Chambers is with a K.
Sure.
But Casey Donovan is with a C. So there's just two examples of Casey's with different.
Because the way that it is spelled, people do pronounce it differently, which is what drives me nuts.
Ooh, a bit of a clue. All right, well. Okay. Jess, have you got anything? You've written nothing so far.
I know, because I'm panicking.
Okay, Casey.
Casey. K-H-A-S-E-Y.
No, that's terrible.
Not just wrong, Jess.
It's terrible. Great.
Casey. I think it's C-A-S-S-E.
No.
That's also terrible.
Cassie.
I was trying to, I was like, oh, maybe people pronounce it Cassie.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
It's K-A-Y-C-E.
Case. So they would get case. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really
and
cool,
people
though.
Call him Kate.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry we couldn't offer you
Sorry,
that
Amy.
Thrill for your son. That's a doozy. The first person to call through this afternoon, Jess, was Sam in Cario. You want us to spell your daughter's name. What's your daughter's name, Sam?
So her name's Nevaeh.
Nevaeh.
When I tell people that or I give them the spelling of it, they call it Neve or Neva.
Okay, I think it
and
is.
And it drives me absolutely batty because I can never pronounce it right.
N-I-E-V-E.
No.
I think.
Oh, here we go, Jess.
Stick with me here.
Let's go. Let's finish hard.
N-E-V-A-E-H.
Oh, yes, go on.
Yes, Jess.
Because
so good.
I've heard this name before, Sam. This is heaven backwards, right? Nevaeh.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Yes. Great.
Sam, congratulations. Not only have we spelt your daughter's name, but you also have a double pass to Reading Cinemas, the home of amazing value, especially in the lead-up to the school holidays. You can take heaven or Nevaeh, whatever way you want to say it, to the movies, okay?
No worries. Thank you, guys.
That's okay. Jess, we've got 5 in 2 weeks. We've really needed to...
It's not bad, right? 14 we're up to.
40? Wow. Doing so well. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, I know that you have a fascination with AI robots. And look, I'm definitely interested in them, but you've committed to ChatGPT and you've really kind of... started going down there, like...
I just think it's incredible, and I love seeing how we can integrate robots into our world in ways that we didn't know we could,
right?
Like,
yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah, like, because you... like, what's ChatGPT for people that might not know, Jess?
So, like, imagine you type a question into Google, but instead of you having to search the results for the answer, ChatGPT is just a robot that'll write you an answer for you. Whatever you want.
Yep. So
the world is your oyster.
Now, would you say you're pro or anti AI and the way that it's being used at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, I'm very pro AI.
Now, this is concerning for something that we speak about a lot on the show, because you know that famous Bigfoot photo, and we speak about this, like things like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, those kind of things. We speak about it a lot on the show. You know that classic photo where it's like the still photo from like the 70s or 80s and he's like kind of stuck walking and they're like, that's the Bigfoot photo. If you Google Bigfoot, this photo will come up. AI has re-kind of established that photo, made it into a video of what it would have looked like be like, well, if this is the photo, here's the information of the location, the size of it, how it was walking. Here's what the video would look like.
And it's digitally made a video.
It's digitally made of Bigfoot walking. And AI is trying to, now I fully believe, bury the truth about Bigfoot. Because in the video, it definitely just looks like a human being walking.
Right.
And AI is going, nah, sorry, Bigfoot doesn't exist. It was just a bloke. It was just a man. It was just a monkey. Whatever it was, not a Bigfoot. This is how deep the conspiracy goes, Jess. Now the robots are trying to tell us that Bigfoot doesn't exist. What are they going to say next? The Yowie doesn't exist?
Now you're sounding like one of those flat earthers that did like the tests. They were like, we're going to test this theory. And if we're right, the earth is flat. And then they were proven wrong. And they were like, bah, must be something wrong with the test.
No. Because AI can only create to it at a certain point. It's not saying, well, this is definitely what it would have been. But they go, this is likely. And then even the robot was asked, like in the survey, they were like, all right, so what do you think? And it said, it's just someone out for a stroll. That's what the computer said.
Yeah.
About the footage of the Bigfoot photo that we all know and love. And like that people use go, well, this is the photo. This is the biggest piece of evidence we've ever got. And the robots made this video. And I'll get you to put it up on the Instagram at KROQ Geelong, the video of what they've made, because
I believe the robot, Tim.
Yeah, but I know, but that's because it benefits you, because you use the robot all the time now. Like, do you be honest with me, have you used the robot to decide what you cook meals for the week?
How did you know that I was doing that?
Are you actually?
Are you serious?
Are you actually?
I just did a meal plan today. Like, were you watching me over my shoulder?
No, I was just like, what's something that we all have to think about that we hate thinking about?
Yeah, it's
like
so I said, weekly shop. Can you please write me a meal plan for this many calories? And then it wrote me the meal plan. And I said, can you make me a shopping list? And I'm just about to go pick up my groceries from that shopping list.
I'm so worried for you.
What do you mean? It's like having a dietitian in my pocket. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, back to Bigfoot. He's real. You stupid robots. Leave him alone.
It's Tim and Jess. KROQ 955.
Tim, Marvel Stadium are always innovating, trying to make your experience at the footy the best it could possibly be.
Do you remember at the start of last year, Gil McLachlan, I think it was a slip of words, but the new scoreboards at either end of Marvel Stadium, he was like, oh, these are the sexiest scoreboards you'll ever see. And
they're pretty sexy. They're pretty great. Have been, can confirm.
Yeah, they're great scoreboards. So anything to do with Marvel Stadium and the AFL and whatever, whatever events they do, I always have a keen interest.
What is the one of the worst parts of being at the footy? Like when you're really hungry or you're really thirsty and you don't want to miss the game, and then you get to one of the many food establishments and you end up having to line up for like half a quarter just to get a beer.
I've never had anything that long. I think I, like, because I've been going to the footy for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know when to go.
There's certain times, like, you're going at quarter time, half time, go home. Like, you failed that.
Well, Marvel Stadium are introducing a Southern Hemisphere first. This is the first stadium in all the Southern Hemisphere to have this kind of technology.
So it's us, South Africa and Chile.
Woo!
Let's see what we got.
Powered by Amazon, they are going to be launching a new food vendor called The Runner, which essentially means you walk in, you walk out. Checkout free purchases.
Right. So say if I go in and I pick up a thing of chips, a beer.
Yep.
Some chicken nuggets or something.
Walk straight out.
It's got like a code on it or something.
So what you do is with your phone, as you enter, you tap your phone onto the entry. It will log into your Amazon account and whatever.
Oh, you've got to have an Amazon account. Yeah. But now there's going to be a line of people waiting to create an Amazon account.
Yeah, but that's fine. They can line up wherever. I'm walking straight through.
Right. Boop.
You walk into the thing. I'm going to grab myself a pie. I'm going to grab a beer.
Yeah.
The robots and the AI will all figure it out. This Jessica, who's got this Amazon account, has just grabbed a beer and a pie, and she's walked out. And then I can just walk straight out. It'll bill me through Amazon. Right. I just received a receipt. That's it. Done. So no handling cash. No waiting at the checkout.
At least
nothing.
Now when you're getting ripped off by these stadiums.
You won't even know.
You don't have to wait in line. No. You will know. You just don't have to wait in line while it's happening.
What do you think? Like, they're saying it's going to be so fast that you could walk in and out before and not even miss a goal.
Right. I don't know. It seems very... It's like how, like, and I'm pretty sure this is confirmed. Like, you know that Domino's photo tracker where it was like, here, I am a robot and I am taking a photo of your pizza as it's being made. And I was like, apparently just like fully fake and never existed.
Like, don't.
Like, I feel like this system could be taken heck advantage.
Well, apparently it's already working. So Amazon have these kind of convenience stores, kind of like a 7-Eleven.
Northern Hemisphere stuff.
Yeah,
now
in America, they've already got these kind of stores where you can walk into a grocery store, scan your phone, just grab your groceries, put them straight into your bags, walk straight out of the store, and it just will automatically deduct whatever you've grabbed.
I feel like there's a small chance for someone not paying for something. That's the worst thing. You don't even know. Like, say how sometimes you go to the checkout and you're like, oh my God, I accidentally didn't pay for this cushion. Oh, my God, I'll go back. Now it's like, I've paid for everything. I'm getting out of here. Ba-ba-da-ba. Thank you, robots.
I feel like that's Amazon's problem. That's not my problem. So genius?
Or stealing.
Okay.
I think we have a robot issue in 2023.
I love it. I'm here for the robots.
Because you don't have to do anything.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, KROQ 955.
Tell you what, 4th of April, first 3 months of the year have really flown by.
They really have.
And it's one of those things where maybe as you get older, you realise, am I getting complacent? Am I taking things for granted? Are we as a collective, not just Australians or people from Geelong and the Surf Coast, Ballarine Peninsula, but us as human beings, are we maybe letting something slip through our hands and we realise that we haven't enjoyed it when we really should have been embracing it?
What are you talking about?
Hot cross buns are probably, probably got 2 weeks left. Probably yep. got 2 weeks left, if that, because they'll make them in the lead up to Easter this weekend. After that, there might be, you know, a little bit left over starting Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't think they'll keep making them once Sunday's done. Like, that's it. That's the cutoff until December next year.
It's so sad.
It's your favourite time of the year, I know.
It's I have it for breakfast every single day.
You know you can freeze them, right? Like, I've got a mate who will buy
I'm not
up,
buying a hot cross bun freezer.
She will buy up a whole bunch of hot cross buns and keep them in the freezer and just, like, take out one at a time.
But they're different frozen.
Well,
it's like
you
I don't
can
like
thaw them out. You don't have to eat them as a brick.
Because even like I like to eat. I like the there's a specific supermarket that sells a particular one, and I like to eat it. I don't heat it up. I don't put melted butter on it. I just cut it in half. Butter, delicious. Have two every day, and that's.
I think it's time to invest in a freezer. Deep freeze it.
I just don't know if I can sell that to the household. This is why we need a second freezer. You know?
Can sell it as like a baby thing. Like, ah, oh, you've got a baby on the way. Like, ah, oh, the baby needs, we need an extra freezer.
Milk.
Yeah, milk.
Milk.
Milk freezer.
Milk goes bad. Maybe we're onto something. But, okay, besides buying a freezer to store them, do you think us as human beings, we take hot cross buns for granted? It's such a weird thing that you go, no, we can only eat it from kind of January to April.
I think, and I've made this point before, Tim, I think it's necessary to have that limit. Because if they were available year round, you'd be like, yeah, cool, hot cross buns, whatever. Like, no one gets that sentimental about muffins. You can get a muffin any time of the year, but a hot cross bun, special.
But what if someone likes muffins and they want to have them every day? They can.
That's great.
Why is the hot cross community being blighted
special.
Against? You're special. Don't talk to me about
you.
Special. Not a good kind of special.
Not Lizzo special.
Not Lizzo special.
Special,
no. I think it's something that maybe we need to reflect upon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to get the CEO of Coles, Woolies, I don't know, CEO of food in Australia on.
Yeah.
And say, hey, what are you doing?
You know who would do it year round?
Who?
Aldi. Aldi for sure would sign up for year round hot cross buns.
I don't know. Someone's calling. They've hung up. I was going to say, do you want to chat about hot cross buns? Because I got the time. I don't know if you do, Jess. But I've always got the time.
We've got 2 hours left of the show. We've got plenty of time.
All right, fair enough. Well, if you do want to call and chat about hot cross buns, I got the time. But, yeah, enjoy it while you can. And I know now if you're starting to look for Easter chocolate as well around this time, this is where you've left it far too late, unfortunately. If you want, like, a specific chocolate bunny, you're done for.
Oh, I'm doing all my shopping on Easter.
Yeah, I know. Not everyone's Macedonian, though. Get discount eggs that have gone a little bit white on the inside. You know?
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.